Hi, this is Janet Croshaw from Valley Table Magazine here for another delicious Restaurant Week moment. I'm here at Farm to Table Bistro with owner Chris O'Brien and chef Ryan Smith. It's really awesome to be here.
Well, as always, we'd love to have you here. Thanks for coming out.
So Farm to Table Bistro is right on Route 9. It's actually 1083 Route 9 in this market square romantically called Lawrence Farms Market Square. Let's be real. It's a really nice looking strip mall. However, walk through the door of Farm to Table Bistro and you are transformed into this very cool, farmy, elegant farmy atmosphere. Very, you know, you've got this beautiful wine room, you've got the sense of a library, you've got great wine boxes. It's a great environment. So tell us about the concept for the restaurant.
Okay, well, it really started out, a friend of mine, John, who happens to be our landlord here, John Lawrence, thus the name Lawrence Farms. Great guy, knows a lot about architecture, loves to restore old things. And our former restaurant, we were out there a lot. We were always promoting farm to table, setting up relationships with our local farmers. Being from the Hudson Valley, I have an opportunity to make many, many relationships over the years with our local farmers. And they need us. They need people like us to survive. Where would we be without them, of course? Anyway, we got started building this place, and we started thinking that, well, you know, we want to be somewhat green. We're going to try and look around and see what do we already have that we can use. And then things just started to accumulate, kind of like a farmer would just constantly accumulate things. And, well, someday I might need this, someday I might need that. And so that's where a lot of these things came from. We scoured all over the place. For example, all the displays you see with the wines and the corks, or the wine boxes and the corks, that was going to be my wine cellar. But in the economy, we downsized our house just like everybody else did. So no more wine cellar. But I said, what am I going to do with these boxes? And so we just started tacking them on the wall, and it took on a life of its own.
Yeah. Well, it does make for a really homey feeling. And it's a really welcoming place that you've created. You mentioned your former restaurant. People may know you or remember you from Mojo Grill, which was a fabulously popular, great food out in Hopewell Junction. So I like the fact that you've come to Farm to Table because it brings you that much closer to my home and I can eat here more frequently. But I get it. I mean, even at Mojo Grill, you were making the trips to the Talaferro Farm. You were picking up the local ingredients to feature on your menu. Let's talk a little bit about the menu here at Farm to Table.
Okay. Well, Chef Ryan's going to chat about that a little bit. He's got some ideas that we're working on this week. You know, keep in mind, our menu might fluctuate a little bit because we are, you know, not exactly in the peak season for us. You know, if we were in July, August, and September, October, I mean, that's my favorite time of year. But nevertheless, we love to be part of this. And so we may have to forage for some things. Our menu might slightly get adjusted, you know, from day to day, but we'll certainly find some things that you'll enjoy.
Okay, so for the first course for lunch and dinner for Restaurant Week, we'll be serving a curried carrot bisque for the soup course. For the salad, we'll do an arugula salad with Sprout Creek goat cheese, vanilla vinaigrette, and a sauterne plumped cranberries. For the second course, there'll be three options. A coq au vin, which is a red wine stewed chicken with garlic whipped potatoes and caramelized pearl onions. A grilled pork loin chop with cheddar bacon grits, kale, and a country gravy. And for the vegetarian option, we'll have a free-form cheese ravioli with seasonal vegetables and a brown butter. For the dessert course, we'll have an apple strudel with local Crown maple syrup ice cream, a chocolate peanut butter tart with fresh whipped cream, and a blueberry pie with creme de cassis whipped cream.
God, that all sounds so delicious. And yes, we know that the menu might change over the course depending on the chef's whim or what's available. But I can almost guarantee, because I know they're neighbors of yours, that you're going to have something from Sprout Creek Farm on the menu. So tell me a little bit about your relationship with Sprout Creek Farm, which is doing fabulous cheeses.
Well, we've been, they were right down the street from the former place, and we love Sister Margot. She's just an amazing woman. She's so powerful, and she's got, she's so ahead of the game, and the cheesemakers there, while they've changed over the years, they just keep getting better and better and better. So to have a relationship with them, and even though it's kind of far to go now, it's certainly well worth the trip. Anybody's out there in that neck of the woods, you know, that's where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a cool farm. They are absolutely leading the way with great cheeses, a lot of aged cow's milk cheeses. But they are an educational farm where you can bring your kids. You can go visit the animals. They have a great little market. So I love the fact that you're, you know, yes, you've moved farther away, but that you're willing to make the extra trip to go and get their cheeses because they're that good. And I also, I'm skipping right to dessert because the crown maple homemade ice cream, and you're serving that with an apple strudel. So I gather there'll be local Hudson Valley apples?
Yes, they will be local Hudson Valley apples with local crown maple syrup ice cream that we make in-house, and it'll be drizzled with a little bit of their lovely maple syrup also.
Awesome. So, Ryan, you are a recent graduate of the Culinary Institute, or?
Yep, I graduated last year, October 22nd, with an associate's degree. And I plan on going back eventually for my bachelor's.
That's awesome. Go ahead.
Let me just add a little bit to Ryan's resume and the rest of our staff here. We were very fortunate to one man's restaurant's demise was a great thing for us here. And a good friend, Claude Guermont, who ran Le Pavillon in Salt Point and Poughkeepsie for the last 30 years, the first instructor at the Escoffier Room in the Culinary Institute. We were very fortunate to have him actually teaching our young culinary graduates. And these kids learned more in 10 months under Claude, not taking anything away from CIA, of course. They do a great job. They set the foundation. But Chef Claude took them to a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. That is such a cool aspect because, you know, any college, whether it be the CIA or any college, it's like you figure you're done and then you're done. So I just want to like put out a shout to the Farm to Table Bistro here that you sort of extended their education by having Claude Guermont, who, oh my God, he's one of my favorites. I hope you bring him back every once in a while for a special dinner or whatever. But the fact that you had an opportunity to keep training your chefs and exposing them to somebody of Claude's experience, boy, Ryan, you're really, I can say, just really lucky to have that opportunity. So, you know, my other favorite thing about Farm to Table is that, yeah, the food is great, but it's got a very nice bar. I love the bar here, and it's always like, come on a weekend and forget it, standing room. But great cocktails. Tell me a little bit about your cocktail program.
Well, once again, we try to be on the cutting edge with the cocktails. Lots of times I find myself in Manhattan and you find yourself people that have go on cruises and cruise ships and they're coming up with some of these things, they're walking in and they ask this for this particular drink and you're looking at him, what in the world is that? And the names and the concoctions they come up with. We have a bunch of really high-end cocktails on the menu. There's lots of colors involved. There's lots of garnishes involved. You know, we play with chocolate. So it depends upon, you know, we have a mango drink that we're going to be offering this week. So that should be really exciting. I mean, I don't know who doesn't like mango, but I happen to love mango in a lot of different ways.
Plus, I think it's supposed to be really healthy for you. And if you mix it with a little vodka, man, you are doing well. Antioxidants or whatever. Chris, tell me about the wine program that you've got going here. You've got a really nicely priced wine list, but I know I enjoy coming and just having, you've got great choices of wines by the glass all the time.
Well, thank you for that. And we take great pride in our wine list. We have approximately 150 selections by the bottle. And we price our wines to sell them. There's so many places that will price their wines to sit on them. We price them to sell. We have approximately 15 wines by the glass. We have more reds this time of year than we do whites, and that will kind of flip-flop a little bit as the weather gets warmer. I'm a big junkie of Italian and French. Not to say that I don't like wines from California, because I certainly do, but You'll find my wine list concentrating more in Italy and France. We run a wine special every day of the week, and we've run some pretty amazing specials where we've actually bought in some Barolos, and we thought we were pushing the edge on the price we had to charge for a glass of wine, but people are very receptive. I mean, where else can you go and get a Barolo by the glass? Right now we're featuring wines from the Rhone, which is kind of partial to me. I got a chance to visit the Rhone last summer and fell in love with it so much. We're going back there for the month of July, so we'll have even more Rhones that we can bring to you later on this summer.
That's great. Well, I think it's just, you know, this is airing just past the 4 o'clock hour. I think it's time for a glass of wine. Anyway, it's been so much fun to visit with you here at Farm to Table Bistro. Folks can enjoy lunch or dinner during restaurant week. Highly recommend making a reservation. So we're here with Chris O'Brien and Ryan Smith, Farm to Table Bistro, 1083 Route 9, right here in Fishkill. It's on the right on the border with Wappingers, so it's right. It's so easy to get to. Great parking, and in the summertime, and I notice you don't have it out there now, but in the summertime, you can always spot it by the tractor that's parked in the middle of this parking lot, saying "What the heck?" But anyway, they're doing good stuff here, so everyone, come on out and enjoy.